A business and labor group called the Energy Lifeline Coalition of Wisconsin is looking at adding more renewable power to the state's energy mix. A Minnesota-based group of wind developers and environmentalists called Wind on the Wires says it wants to help expand the renewable portfolio. But Wind on the Wires director Beth Soholt says one problem in Wisconsin is getting the wind energy to the customer.
It's just that the grid is very congested and very lacking any additional capacity to put a lot of additional megawatts onto the grid. And so we do need to look at expanding the capacity of the overall grid.
Soholt says a transmission line case decided in southwestern Minnesota last year included a guarantee that new transmission lines have room for wind-generated electricity. But the ongoing fight over the Duluth-Wausau power line project shows expanding transmission capacity is controversial, and a lawsuit aimed at blocking a 44 wind turbine project planned for rural Fond du Lac County shows adding more wind generation is not a done deal either. Attorney Krista Westerberg represents concerned citizens of the town of Marshfield. She says wind advocates must remember the neighbors.
In the case of Marshfield, the people there aren't opposed to wind per se. What the issue for them is the whole process was done very quickly without a lot of consultation of the neighbors.
A hearing on a motion to dismiss the Fond du Lac County lawsuit is scheduled for later this month, and the fate of that case could affect the wind power transmission debate. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.